Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So of all publications, I've kind of been waiting on this story. You heard me do a monologue about a week or so, maybe a week and a half or so ago, about one of the reasons that the strategy deployed by Border Patrol and ICE right now is because the manner in which people came to this country and in the numbers that they came to this country and in the way that the Biden administration managed as people were crossing the borders in between the ports of entry by the millions. So it's required them to go about utilizing these sweeps in a lot more proactive and sometimes aggressive way because they don't know anything about who they are dealing with because they never got any documents or anything else on those. And then you had the intermediate individual who they did come in contact with somebody, whether between the ports of entry, sometimes at the ports of entry, that were just waved in, got very little information. They were given court dates to show up in court. They all claimed asylum. They all claimed that they were in fear of violence and crime and all of that, but those are not really grounds for asylum. They never have been, and I'm not so sure they ever will be, because I think Americans in some of the cities here in this country, they would be looking for asylum too. Where else in the United States can you move me to, fly me to, give me a phone, give me free medical care and free education and provide all of that because I fear of being armed robbed? So the NPR writes an article about the skyrocketing number of no-shows in immigration court. Well, go figure. You know, it's amazing. Everybody's crying for due process. Due process, due process, due process, due process. You get a notice. That's the beginning of due process. And you're supposed to show up in court for due process. But we all know, wink, 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 the vast majority of these folks don't want due process because they know that they have a sham claim. They've known that all along. And I'm not trying to be mean or critical of these folks. They want to stay in a safe place to live, work, and raise their family. I get it. But they've got some of this activist group so bamboozled as though they don't know anything. They don't know how to manipulate the system. They whine about certain aspects of the system. They're whining about it because there are certain aspects now that they're starting to drill down on, and they're not able to circumvent and do the shuck and jive on the system. So they're not able to shirk and get around certain things that are going to be done. And that's where the friction is at the present time. Because when you don't show up, you are deported in a you receive a deportation order in absentia. And the immigration judges are doing this more and more often because they're trying to move their dockets, because their dockets are not moving, because people are not, they are not showing up for court. Now, some folks claim that they moved on from the address that they gave. Okay. Well, whose obligation is that? You know, as a citizen, whose obligation that is, right? Do you think DMV is going to come looking for you if you haven't paid a ticket because the address that you had on your driver's license, you now no longer live there, and they've been sending all of the notices to that address and you've moved on? Whose obligation do you think it is in that context? Civil in nature, right? Very similar to what we're dealing with immigration, right? Whose obligation? Come on. You know. No one on the text line wants to give it up? Really? It's your obligation to notify DMV that you have moved. Because there's not a special tracking chip with between mail pieces and you as an individual where it follows you around the country. So if you want due process, you have to engage with due process, right? And the moment in time you decide to break with due process, what happens? Come on, you know what happens. It happens all the time. It happens in churches. It happens in schools. It happens in hospitals. It happens in malls, right? And it happens in courts. I know. I worked the courts. I made a lot of arrests in courts. Going back to the 1970s. This is nothing new. No one thought it was a violation of a due process if there was a wanted individual that was walking down the hall, the courts of the hallway of the courts. Oh my God, there's Joe the Ragman. We've been looking for Joe the Ragman. There he is. Oh, damn, we're in a court. Shit, I can't do that. I can't go put my hands on him. These damn handcuffs aren't worth the weight that I have to carry around while I'm in the courtroom. Because I'm prohibited from arresting them. How terrible. And never knew that that was a violation of due process. That was the whole purpose of putting out an arrest warrant for people, right? Putting out deportation orders, putting out at-large capiaces, putting out alias capiaces, which are very similar. At-large and alias capiaces are basically a court order. They are not an arrest warrant. And we arrest citizens in this country every day utilizing that. Every day. When you break with due process, there are sanctions. So, no big surprise, according to the NPR article, more immigrants are just not showing up for their mandatory immigration court hearings, allowing government to order their immediate deportation.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So, what happens, too, and there's a whole lot of things. In fact, through early on in 2025, they had already deported about 50,000 people based on this in absentia deportations because of not staying in contact with the system, not, you know, showing up for their court dates. If they move from the East Coast to the West Coast, because that mail doesn't have a way of tracking you and following you and notifying the court that you don't live where you said you were living before, and you move out. And then you get these deportation orders. It's relatively simple, right? It's relatively simple. And then there's not a lot of discretion for Border Patrol and immigration when they have a court-ordered deportation that they're holding in their hands. And everyone's crying about this situation where, well, we're deporting these people, but they didn't have any criminal records. Well, yeah, that's true. That was who we were going to look for. That's what the strategy was built against, was to find those people. But that doesn't mean that if we find others where there's actually a court commanding a member of the executive branch to attach the body of an individual for a purpose, and that would be deportation, that they get to turn around, walk away, and not pay any attention to that. I was very surprised that they, mainstream media, or at least somebody, Fox or somebody, would have covered this extensively, but NPR did, really, you know, of all publications. They quote someone who's actually been on this show before, Andrew Arthur. He says, the more people who are under the final orders for removal, the more people who are going to end up in ICE custody because the law requires that ICE take into custody everybody who's under a final order of removal. Notwithstanding the administration's stated focus on the worst. So it just so happens if you come across these people that have a final order, that's what's going to happen. They're going to be arrested and they're going to be sent out. And in the meanwhile, there's going to be other individuals that they come across that nobody had that are here under an assumed name, like this Kenner police arrest the other day. They arrested a priest accused of sexual battery against a 10-year-old. The priest's name, allegedly, was Luis Fernando Gonzalez Fernandez, 42. Kenner police said Fernandez actually went by a different name in the community and was not in the country legally. And because we allowed folks to come in between the ports of entry with little or no restrictions, little or no follow-through, little or no follow-up, these are the downstream implications that we have to address that come up all the time. Comes in under an assumed name, next thing we know, committing assaults on our children. And of course, we should be worried about the due process rights of this individual that came in and not the rights of the victim, the 10-year-old. And I haven't been able to find out one way or another. I will. What kind of priest this guy was, allegedly. He might not have even been a priest, for all we know. But we'll follow up, and we'll let you know. But it was just interesting that of all the publications, NPR is the one that steps up to the forefront and says, well, folks, this is what's happening. If you don't embrace due process and you turn your back on it and you walk away, you're probably going to get deported. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.